You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
A lot of people stuck on the road, a lot of people being very careful.
I hit the brakes and went right through the stop sign.
At least 20 people are dead after an historic blizzard paralyzed the East Coast. Many died in traffic accidents while others suffered medical incidents while shoveling snow. Health officials are urging people clearing snow today to take it easy and be sure to drink plenty of water. The Denver Broncos will play the Carolina Panthers in Super Bowl 50. Peyton Manning will make his fourth trip to the big game after the Broncos held on for a 2018 win over the Patriots at the AFC Championship game. The Panthers are in the Super Bowl for only a second time in franchise history after they crushed the Arizona Cardinals 49-15 in the NFC title game. Rick Santorum might be the next Republican presidential candidate to drop out of the race. When asked yesterday what will happen if he does poorly in the Iowa caucuses, the former Pennsylvania senator said, quote, "You can reach a point when you realize that you aren't going to accomplish what you're going to accomplish, and you have to look out for the greater good." You're listening to USA Radio News.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
First Lady Michelle Obama says the crisis involving homeless veterans is a, quote, horrifying stain on the U.S.
For generations, too many of our veterans from Korea and Vietnam to Iraq and Afghanistan have fallen on hard times and wound up with nowhere to call home.
Speaking to a group of mayors at the White House, Mrs. Obama said many veterans are heroes who deserve much better when they come home. She added, quote, "These folks risk their lives for us." The First Lady cited ongoing efforts at the federal, state, and local levels to end veterans' homelessness. She urged mayors to do even more, quote, "whatever it takes, as long as it takes."
Whatever it takes, for as long as it takes. And I can't think of a better way to describe the courage, resilience, and work ethic of our veterans. These folks risk their lives for us. And in return, all they ask for is a chance to get back on their feet and keep on serving the country they love.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic voluntate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
A major conservative magazine is coming out against Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. National Review editor Rich Lowry tells Fox News Trump has shown no evidence of being a true conservative.
It's not just attitudes. It's not just who you dislike. It's limited government. It's the Constitution. It's liberty. Those are the things that truly make this country special. And they are basically afterthoughts to Donald Trump.
The National Review published an editorial Thursday calling the GOP frontrunner a, quote, menace to conservatism. The magazine also published essays by 22 conservative thinkers in a series called Conservatives Against Trump. Billionaire businessman dismissed the attack, calling the National Review a dying paper that's trying to get a little bit of publicity. The Republican National Committee also responded by disinviting the magazine from a GOP debate in Houston next month. National Review editor Rich Lowry says it's hard to take Trump seriously when he calls himself a conservative.
You have a consistent record. We all change our minds on a few things every now and then when the facts change, but he has been on the other side on big, hot-button, defining issues.
Many are wondering if Donald Trump is even electable. Trump believes he will win the presidential election if he gets the Republican nomination. He tells Fox News Hannity that despite what some fellow Republicans are saying, he is indeed electable.
The establishment people are coming my way, and they're starting to see that I'm the one person that's going to win the election. I'll win the election. I will win the election.
Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and...
Local weather here at HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Apologize for that interruption. We're having power supply problems here. I guess the aftermath of the storm. Today mostly sunny, high in the lower 30s, down into the 20s tonight. Slight chance of showers, very slight, after 2 p.m. on Tuesday. Then into Tuesday night. Wednesday, slight chance of rain and snow showers in the morning. Otherwise sunny, high in the upper 30s. Cloudy on the overnight Wednesday, low in the teens, back up into the 30s on Thursday. Thursday night, 30% chance of snow in the evening, low in the 20s, and then possibly snow in the morning on Friday. Otherwise, Friday partly sunny, high in the upper 30s. Cloudy on Friday night on the overnight, lows back in the 20s, and Saturday, Sunday, our highs will be in the 40s. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here. Chef Bill's Table, coming every Monday. right around this time to talk about any food holidays, as we like to call them, or celebrations. Of course, another couple of weeks, big game day, which we'll try to come up with some ideas next week for that. Get everybody ready. Almost like a national holiday. Everybody stays home and watches the game and the ads. That's an excuse to have a party, right? Middle of winter. It's a long time since New Year's. We need something, right? Something every month. One thing you might want to keep in mind, if you're looking for that vegetarian option to the buffalo chicken wings, is buffalo cauliflower. We made some for actually offered it with a champagne tasting. Always try to put some vegetables out there to match with wines and the spice, make your gorgonzola or blue cheese dressing. Some people like to roast the cauliflower, some grill it, some fry it, and so keep that in the back of your mind just for that option. And whether you need vegetarian or not, it's really good. Cauliflower has been very expensive. The prices just came back down, and I actually got some last week, and it was beautiful, nice and white and firm, so maybe it's time. And also celery. I know a lot of the row crops have been hurt because of weather in California. Very expensive celery now. That was always something that very reasonable. Try celery root. Now, I've done it before with cutting into sticks, and you need to blanch it first, meaning you're going to cook it a little bit in some boiling water and then chill it back down in a cold water bath. It does oxidize rather quickly, so you want to cook it a little bit first, but it still will retain some crunch. An option that we've done is julienne celery root. You can even toss that in your blue cheese dressing if you want to make a nice vegetable buffalo platter. The cauliflower, and then toss the julienne celery root in your blue cheese dressing as the base, and you have your whole combination right there. You see it all, it's your favorite. It will come back to you. And so today, a little foreshadowing here. It's just, things have been running across my mind. Of course, vegetables always on our mind. And in the wintertime, we have to think of the bounty of summer and the fall, but really there's a lot around. A lot can be done with these winter vegetables, greens, root vegetables. January is National Soup Month, so we will go over a couple of procedures to make some nice soups. These winter vegetables lend themselves very well to making soups, making sauces, even if you want something different. Or combine, next time you make mashed potatoes, maybe try a little bit of celery root or turnip in there, the white turnips, even parsnips. Parsnips are very unique flavor. They look like pale beige carrots. We use them in our roasted vegetable mix. Really, really nice flavor. Another thing you might be considering, dips. Dips are a popular item now. It seems, beyond the, the old onion dip. You take the packet of onion soup mix and mix it with some sour cream. The old seven-layer dip. But last week I had a simple, good artichoke dip. Artichoke and some cheeses in there, and very good. Most places do spinach and artichoke, but if you don't want the spinach, the artichoke by itself is actually quite nice. We're doing a buffalo chicken dip now at Jake's. We kind of that gluten-free offering of buffalo. So we have the pizza, and you have the tenders that are fried. They can be grilled, of course, but the dip is kind of is more of a sharing plate, and we still serve it with the celery and corn chips, tortilla chips, for that little bit of a change there. And there's a probably a basic formula for dips. A little mayonnaise and sour cream. Some cream cheese. And there, you can find your own proportions that you like there. And of course, some Parmesan. And it's, again, with tortilla chips, we did even Christmas, found ourselves without crackers for cheese, and we made little, we called them crostinis, little slices of French bread. And actually, I thought, you know what, crackers, a lot of them have a lot of salt, they're, you know, they have some fat, and just a nice French baguette, and you can actually use... A day old is better. It's easier to slice. Gets a little bit hard there. And just bake them in the oven. Now, we brushed them with a little olive oil for flavor and then seasoned them with some coarse salt and fresh ground pepper. This way you can control the salt. You can control the oil. Or instead of having just a, you know, something with a trans fats or anything like, of course, a lot of them claim to be trans fat free. But really for a nice flavor, and you'll find yourself not eating as many. I think the crackers, because they're salty, they make us want to eat more. But the little bread crostinis are nice. And something you can make ahead. You dry them out in the oven. You don't even need to toast them that much, just so they're nice and crispy. And once they cool down, you can store them in an airtight container. Just like you could a cracker or anything else. Just make sure they're totally dried out. Don't put them in there. If there's a little bit soft, then you might get, just like old bread, you might get a little mold on it. There's moisture in there. So you want to dry them out. And you can do the option. You can use whole wheat, you know, maybe another flavored bread. Be very good. We've got a break for messages here at the quarter hour. We're couple of minutes behind here. We had a little power issues, and we'll be back at the table. Ricky, don't lose that number.
You don't want to call. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Changing the music here. I like my opening peg, of course, but Clapton thought we'd fire it up a little bit, change it up for the new year. So we're talking, making the crostinis, corn tortillas, again, always an option. We fry them, but you can bake them, 350 oven for 15 or 20 minutes. Again, if you want to control the salt, we put a little seasoning on them. We call it a taco seasoning with the onion and garlic, some chili powder, a little cumin, almost like you'd season chili with. Sprinkle it on lightly. Potato chips. We buy bags of them. You can make your own and bake them in the oven. And it's not to say that these will be necessarily lower in fat, but they might, again, different fat, especially if you like good olive oil. And instead of, you know, you're not dunking them in the oil, just you can brush it lightly. Actually, a little mister now, or a little spray bottle with oil works very well. So you're just putting that little bit of flavor on there. But thin sliced potatoes, brush the pan with some oil and mist them, and you have, 400 degree oven, maybe 30 minutes, maybe you have to turn this little work. But you can, again, make them ahead, and you can slice them the thickness you want. If you get them a little too thick, they'll still be good. They may not be totally crisp all the way through, but definitely have that nice caramelized flavor. Tostones would be another option, using the plantain. It's always twice cooked like a French fry. You have the little cylinders there that you can shallow fry and then drain. Once they come down to room temperature, you crush them, make little patties out of them. And again, something a little more substantial than a chip. And all these would go very well with soups also. January soup month, and the root vegetables that we're going to talk about. Yeah, you'll see. It'll all tie in. Ultimate cheese cracker, Frico. Don't forget that. First time I made it at home, my mother went crazy. She said, oh, we had some extra shaved Parmesan to use, and it's just in a nonstick pan. Fry it slowly until it browns. Turn it over. It gets very crispy and very intense. You don't need too many of them. But if you want a real treat, you can make these in the oven, too. You can just put them on a sheet pan. And it takes a little bit longer to bake them like that, but the cheese will melt and then brown. And do it slowly. Resist the urge to turn the heat up. Let it go slowly. You want to get the water out of it. And any good block cheese will work. I've done it with cheddar. You could do it with Swiss or provolone. Not really too much, you don't want to use a processed cheese. But any good block cheese. But the sharper, the better. Again, a little drier, less water. And all these things would be good garnishes for soup. Now, the tools, again, sometimes, how do I get the thin slice? How do I get the thin juliennes? The mandolin, of course, the French, we have the big steel one, but the small plastic ones work very well. Just be very careful. Use the guide, or the guard, rather, so you don't slice your fingers. Don't force things through. The blades are very sharp, but you can then get your very thin slices or your thin strips, the julienne. Although if you're good with a knife, you can slice things very thinly with the knife and then just cut those into sticks also, matchsticks. And this would be good if you want a coarse shred almost for a salad or even for a quick saute. Or again, blanching and using as a garnish. So our vegetables now that we're looking at, and I know next week we'll talk probably a lot of good fatty protein stuff to have on game day, right? But in the meantime, especially, of course, we went through these storms this last weekend, and some of us are still digging out some areas of the Northeast. And sometimes you worry about, I got to load up on food, and then if I have too much, too little, what happens if the power goes out? Well, good old winter vegetables, root vegetables, survive without very cold refrigeration. They can be kept at a cool room temperature, and they hold up pretty well. Yeah, I'm talking with your roots. You've got carrots, turnips, either the white or the rutabaga, parsnips, celery root, even, you know, sweet potatoes, and don't forget potatoes. They all have good nutrition, and they're all handy to keep on hand. And you don't have to worry about refrigerator. The cabbages are all good. The red or the white or the Napa cabbage. And then, of course, other members of the family, the Brussels sprouts, the hot new vegetable. And they've been expensive also. They were actually weren't that good early on in the season. But now finding some that have a little bit more flavor to them. And there's all, you know, broccoli and cauliflower. I said, you know, was back in production. And the broccoli is always good. Squashes. We use the spaghetti squash now year-round. It's good base for a nice dish. It's a pasta substitute. Some of our guests order that, even a stir-fried vegetable over spaghetti squash instead of pasta. Getting all that nice nutrition from the squash, and it's gluten-free, of course. We use the acorn, the butternut. It's unfortunate. Sometimes there's not that many varieties in there, but a lot of them are interchangeable. Some are sweeter than others, maybe a firmer texture. But even the acorn, a lot of times you'll see that people will cut them in half or in quarters and just bake them with some sugar or syrup on them. But we actually peeled them and sliced them or diced them and roasted them just like we do our butternut for our salad. And holds up pretty well. You want to do is get some of the moisture out of them. And, of course, the greens, that escarole is a great hearty winter green if you're looking for salad. Kale. Kale has come into favor in the last few years, one of the superfoods. We use the flowering kale at the restaurant. Use the dark kale, the green, or what they call the black kale. If you're using it in a salad, you need to prep it ahead of time, get it marinating with some oil, some dressing. You have to chop it. Let it soften up a little bit. We use the flowering kale. Looks nicer, too. It's got the little, some of it's purple and white and different shades of green. And, of course, the rapini, the broccoli rabe. We actually add that to roasted root vegetables. Gives it some color. You know, sometimes you want that little green in there, and it's wintertime, and everything's kind of beige and brown and orange. The broccoli rabe's been very good for that because it does hold up well. You can prepare it ahead, blanch it, or actually cook it a little bit, get some of the bitterness out of it. And pretty much it's, you get a good yield out of it too. It's just very thick parts of the stem you trim off, and you can use the stems and the buds. You know, so a pound of broccoli rabe yields you quite a bit of good nutrition and vegetables. So these vegetables that we're talking about, the roots or the winter vegetables, you can roast them. You can make a puree, which could lend itself to a soup or a sauce. You can also make chips out of them. You'll see sometimes the veggie chips, the mixed, even beets, they'll fry up and make chips. And you could still use that same technique, do it in the oven. The microwave is another option my mother likes, and that it's not really good for big batches, but just for a couple of servings, slicing the potatoes very thin or the vegetables, soaking them in water, the starchy ones, and get some of the starch out of them. You have to dry them. You end up using a few paper towels. You know, you've got to line the plate with paper towels to absorb. What you're doing is, with the microwave, you're driving out the moisture. And you won't get quite the browning that you would frying, but potato chips, after all, are usually fairly blonde in color anyway. So we're not worried about getting them too brown like a French fry. So when we come back, we'll explore a couple of really neat soups, but also go through procedure for turning these sometimes forgotten vegetables into something hearty. I like puree soups because you don't have to worry about something overcooking or undercooking. It's all cooked sometimes in a chowder or vegetable soup. Maybe, you know, the potatoes get overcooked and the carrots are undercooked, or the celery or something. It's a nice thing about a puree. easy to make a base for it, easy to store, heat up again, and then you garnish it with something crispy, if that's you want a little bit of texture there. But in the restaurant, for us, it's even something like a split pea, something that purees well, just because we have to hold it through service. We like those purees because they don't change that much in texture. They don't break down. So, and just get a good intense flavor, too. We've got a break for news, and we'll be back at the table.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
You know, we knew they were a fast-starting team, and we didn't want to let them start fast. To get up on, 17-point lead is tough to come back in a place like this.
That's Arizona Cardinals safety Rashad Johnson. The NFC Championship game turned into the Cam Newton show, however, as the Panthers crushed the Cardinals 49-15 at Bank of America Stadium. They will face the Denver Broncos in Super Bowl 50. The Broncos edged by the Patriots 2018 in the AFC Championship game. The snow that paralyzed the East Coast is starting to melt today, and that's threatening the region in new ways. The weekend's historic winter storm brought huge tidal surges. Some folks along the Jersey Shore say tides are higher than during Superstorm Sandy in 2012. Authorities in several major cities are asking people who can stay home to do so today. Oil prices are falling this morning after a brief recovery late last week. Price of oil shot up 8% on Friday. Now both Brent and U.S. crude have dropped over 2% to just over $32 a barrel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises. No anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Table, Chef Bill here. I'm exploring some root vegetables. So as I said earlier, one tool you may want to get is a small mandolin, Japanese style mandolin, to do your juliennes and your slicing. Another thing you may want when you're doing purees, the old way was a food mill, which is kind of nice. It leaves some texture in the puree. In lieu of that, of course, the immersion blender. It's tough when you transfer things to a blender or a food processor, then you worry about the hot liquid, splashing through the, taking the cover off, and then you have to clean it out. The immersion blender is great because you just use one pot. You puree the sauce or the soup or whatever you're making right in the pot you cooked it in. Drain it well. We make, a cauliflower mash, which people seem to really enjoy. And you boil the cauliflower. We don't steam it. We do boil it. And cook it all the way. But draining it, just like when you're making mashed potatoes, draining them is very important. Even putting it back on the heat after you've drained it and let some of the other steam evaporate. And the thing with of course, cauliflower mash or puree is you just need a little tiny bit of cream and a couple of pats of butter because it's fairly watery anyway. And you can make it very, very smooth. You could mash it just with a regular ricer or masher for a little coarser texture. I like to add a little Parmesan to kind of hold it together. But you don't have to. Just make sure. I don't salt the water. I salt afterwards because I don't want to get it too salty. Again, a lot of the reason you're cooking yourself is to be able to control the amount of salt and sugar that's added to a lot of processed foods. And not their fault. They have to, you know, get some flavor somewhere, especially if something's being reheated. But we like the squashes, even for our vegetables for the guests. We used to cut little batonettes, matchsticks, wedges. We found the dices are best. They cook evenly. Roasting them in the oven, 400 degrees, 425 degrees. Toss with a little bit of oil. You can salt and pepper afterwards while they're still hot. Season them. Or you can season them beforehand. I've done it even with sweet potatoes. You know, the restaurants, everybody likes sweet potato fries, but actually just roasting, instead of, you know, the baked sweet potatoes, sometimes, you know, they're different sizes, they take too long. If you cut wedges or chunks out of them and then toss them, they really don't take long at all. Could be 10, 12 minutes. And they'll soften right up and you'll have nice roasted sweet potatoes. One nice soup that would combine a lot of these things, and even add some beans too, if you want to really power something up with some protein and good flavor and texture, dried beans. And of course, the problem whether to soak or not soak, I think if they're, even though they're dried, if they're fairly fresh, I know I get cannellinis that are imported really don't need to be soaked. You can cook them. They cook up fairly quickly. If the dried beans have been sitting around for a couple of years, it's still good, but really gets dry then. And sometimes you've got to do a pre-soak or a pre-cook. But one classic, one nice soup that would incorporate all these, a nice Portuguese kale soup. And you could put root vegetables, a little chorizo is nice, the dried sausage, you don't need very much of it. Gives it good flavor. I've actually made it with tempa before. And just threw the seasonings in there like I would season, like if I was making a chorizo. It actually worked out to be a very good vegetarian version of this soup. But you'll have diced potatoes in there. You've got some root vegetables, the chorizo. You could cook the beans separately and add them later just so your timing doesn't go off. And, of course, your kale. You would take out the center rib, just julienne it, and kale would get good at going towards the end, but does still need to be cooked a little bit. Now, other greens like escarole or spinach, you could put in right at the very end. Some people even like to put a little cabbage, a little julienne cabbage in that. And the napa, of course, would be softer than the hard green or white cabbage. Give you a little bit quicker cooking on that. But this soup, this combination with sausage, you got vegetables, you've got kale, you've got some beans in there. I mean, that's might be a good one for game day. It's one of those things you kind of build, you know? And it's one that would hold up very well in your crock pot or your warmer. And just, you know, every bite would be filled with different textures and flavors. Something you could use cabbages for, an escarole, a nice side dish. And sometimes, we want that salad thing or whatever, but a nice chiffonade, which means you'll sliver the leaves into thin strips. And you would use escarole and red cabbage. Now, I would start sautéing the red cabbage first because it's going to take a little longer to cook. Add your salt and pepper. If you want a little caraway or some garlic or other seasoning in there or other aromatic, that's fine. And once the cabbage is about half cooked, then your chiffonade of escarole would go, and you've got this nice red and green mixture that you would normally think of as a salad, would give you a nice side dish or a base for your protein. Going really nice with a roast. Something different. Look in the salad aisle for vegetables, right? Now, one thing, if you're making a soup, you don't just boil up, say, your carrots or your turnips or whatever. Actually, a mixture is nice of these, the root vegetables. But what we want to do first is caramelize what we call the mirepoix. And you can dice these very small. If you're going to puree the soup, then being uniform isn't as important. But we like to have your onions, carrots, and celery. Or for some soups, maybe you would use onion, celery, and pepper. Different cultures have different mixes that they use. The sofrito, the battuto in Italian, the chopped mixture. Sometimes they add a little pork to it or salt pork. But if you want to get a little more flavor in your soup, you'll caramelize this mirepoix first. So you're not working over very high heat. You're going to do medium heat. You want to stir it and add a little salt in the beginning, and that draws some of the moisture out. What you're trying to do is get the water out of the vegetables. Once the water's out, it'll start to brown, especially your onions and your carrots. That will give you a nice vegetable base for your soup. So if you're not using meats in there, if you don't want to use broth, you've got a nice vegetable base, which is really how your products like Maggi and Kitchen Bouquet are made anyway. They're just vegetable, caramelized vegetable proteins. And you can do this yourself. Plus, you get the nutrition from the vegetables. Another thing, if you want to add richness, of course, dried mushrooms. Make a little tea from those. And you can then mince those up and put them in your soup anyway. But you don't need much. A half ounce to an ounce. I know they seem expensive, but you really don't need that much of it. You just need that little cup or so of liquid to add in there. It gives you a little color, a little flavor. Soy sauce always works out. That little bit of umami, that savoriness. Or even the Worcestershire sauce, which is a version of the old fish sauce. Same thing. You if you want something wheat-free, of course, I'd use the Worcestershire sauce. But adds that other dimension of flavor. And then watch your salt. Always salt it. You know, after your mirepoix is salted, of course, you make your soup. And then, of course, correct your seasoning at the end for your salt, spices, anything else. So what we do is we have our vegetable mirepoix caramelized, and you can use chicken broth, or if you're throwing some protein or some smoked meat, ham, sausage, anything like that, you know, start off in the beginning. That'll flavor your broth also. Then you have your vegetable that you're going to use. Let's say you're using, you know, celery root or using sweet potato or maybe a mixture, and have them diced fairly uniformly or sliced. Doesn't matter if you're going to puree it. And sometimes I like, you know, a splash of a little white wine. Always good. Adds another dimension to it. If you have a little bit sitting around, put it in there. So you had your vegetables, and then you have either your broth or your water. If you want to keep it meat-free, of course, just add some water. And you'll simmer the vegetables till they're totally soft. At this point is when you make your puree. And if you have an immersion blender, just put the blender in the pot and puree away. Now, fine restaurants, let's say fancy restaurants, probably would strain it. I know at the Lake Placid Club, we'd make our vegetable puree soup. Always went through the strainer to take out any fibers that might, they're not bad for you, but just, you know, for appearance sake. But at home, you want that, you want the fiber, you want some. There's a little bit of coarse bits in there. It's not the end of the world. It's good nutrition. Good for you. So with the immersion blender, if it's not crucial to your recipe, you don't have to strain it. If you're having other meats or things as a garnish, say what I do if, say, I make a sausage and potato soup, for example. I'll make my puree with the onions and wine and seasonings of the potato puree, but I will dice some potatoes and cook them separately just to the point where they're done, because those are going to float around in the soup. I'll have my sausage. I'll cook that first in the pot, then remove it, and then use the sausage fat to cook the onions in. Later, I'll dice the sausage and put it back in after I've made the puree. So it takes a little bit of planning. If you need or want some garnish floating around in the soup, especially a protein, you can start the soup with it cooking, but always remove it, set it aside, and then add it after your puree is done and your seasoning is done. We've got a break for a couple of messages here from the table. We have to excuse ourselves, and we'll be right back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, back at the table here, cruising down the last 10 minutes. So, our vegetable soup. So, when you have the soup pureed now, another question is, do we add dairy or not? Most people like a little milk or cream in the soup or creme fraiche. You don't have to. Although it does add a little, it just kind of spreads the flavor out a little bit. Maybe you have to thin it out a little bit. But that's up to you. Put the dairy at the end. Some people float a little bit on the top and let the guests stir it in. And then, again, whatever garnish you're using. Now, these vegetables, these winter vegetables also, I mean, we always do, of course, mashed potatoes are always good. Nothing wrong with that. You know, roasted potatoes, salt potatoes, anything like that. But, yeah, sweet potatoes, too. And yes, it's easy to buy the canned ones, and they're in the syrup, and, you know, sometimes you really, I don't know, sweet potatoes to me are naturally sweet. You don't really need, I mean, yes, they're good with a extra sugar on them. What isn't, right? But then you're almost like dessert. I like to do a sweet, some of these vegetables, you can make a hash out of them. And you may want to use a few potatoes for the a little bit of textural difference, but really, you dice these vegetables up, or even some squash, rather, you could put in there. Simplest thing, butternut, we always think of squash as being either mashed or baked in the shell, but quick side dish with diced butternut squash, just sautéed. And what I'll do is I'll sprinkle a little bit of water in there and salt and pepper, and then whatever seasoning you want. If you want some ginger, or if you like the, you know, the nutmeg or the cinnamon. But really, I find ginger to be one of my favorites. Whether, you know, I use it in pea soup. I like to braise ham and ginger ale. Ginger has got that spice to it, but also a little citrus. I don't know, even whether it's powdered or fresh, they're both usable. They're a little bit, you know, you get a little bit more citrusy from the fresh ginger. I mean, in a pinch of, you know, even if you use pickled ginger, heck, you know, it's preserved, but it's fine. But a sweet potato hash is nice, and you can dice the sweet potatoes and start from scratch if you want, or if you want to parboil them, you want to roasting them again. Be careful you don't roast them too much. You still need some texture left to them if you're going to make a hash. If you get them too mushy, then the hash will be kind of just like a, well, it'll be different. It won't be the distinct cubes there that you like. That's one of my favorites with lamb. And some peppers. And again, I spice it up a little bit. You've got the natural sweetness there. Use maybe a little cumin, smoked paprika if you like, a little oregano, just give it somewhere that Mediterranean flavor there. And again, don't forget your salt and pepper. But the diced vegetables make a very good hash, very good base for a protein. As I say, the spaghetti squash always works out, and that can be done either baking it in the oven, or you can microwave it, you can steam it. A few different ways to get that vegetable ready. Then when it's cooled off, you just, with a spoon, just pull out the strands, and you've got a nice base. That's what I've been, we always have it at the restaurant, so it's a nice base for other vegetables. It's spaghetti squash, some roasted root vegetables, maybe a little sautéed mushrooms in there. I love mushrooms for flavor. And they're always around, too. Even, you know, mushrooms really know no season anymore. So you can always add those for texture and flavor. This is the night of the expanding man. I take one last drag as I approach the stand. And I mentioned before that making a puree out of these, of course, is a good side dish, and maybe a substitute or an addition to mashed, you know, the mashed potatoes that we all like. Nice thing, you can turn that into a soup if you have any left, or if you just make a bunch of it and save some to make a soup with, or also as a sauce, vegetable sauce, even especially with beef. Use carrots. When I do a short rib braise or a pot roast, I like to have a lot of carrots in there, and really carrots and, of course, the soft onions. And when you puree those into the sauce, that becomes your thickener. Great with red wine sauce. Red wine and your beef broth. If you're doing a nice roast, you may not even need much of the beef broth. You could just use water. You're probably having enough flavor from the vegetables and the drippings. You want something, again, a little darker sauce. Tomato paste always helps. We like to always saute that tomato product with the vegetables. Even though it seems, it's already canned and cooked, sauteing it brings out another dimension of flavor to tomato puree or tomato paste or even ketchup. Any of those tomato products would benefit from a little quicker saute right before you're incorporating it into a sauce. We look at some of our other vegetables, the Brussels sprouts. Now, I used to always hash those. Slice them very thinly, use some grated onions, some shredded carrots. And those are good. And they're good as a vegetable, good as a base for a protein. We've used them on crostinis, at wine tastings for a vegetable option, because they got good flavor. You have your nice ciabatta toast, a little seasoned ricotta, and the hashed Brussels sprouts, and maybe a little Asiago on top. You've got a real tasty canapé there, or crostini, bruschetta, whatever term you want to use for it. But what we've been doing last couple of years is roasting them, and even if they get a little charred, they're fine. Really tasty. The leaves get, some of them get a little black, but you put a little salt and pepper on them, and some chefs are even deep frying the leaves. They splatter a little bit because of the water content, but and I guess kale, same way, kale chips. I've tried that. They're a little delicate. You've got to get that good heavier black kale to use with that. But it's nice. These winter vegetables are very versatile. Take a little bit of tender care, you know, a little, your knife skills, watch your cooking techniques, and you can really coax some nice flavors out of these. We're using broccoli rabe now. As I said, we mix that with the root vegetables. You've got a nice combination, but kale or escarole would work too. Escarole itself, very simple soup with the greens, chicken broth and escarole. Again, usually cries for a little garlic, and then you could either do the poached egg on it with the broth. The soupe pavese. We used to pour the hot broth right over the egg in the plate and let the hot broth cook the egg. Of course, the yolk is soft and it helps give a nice richness to that soup. Or you could do the stracciatella, the Italian. You make a batter with beaten egg and cheese, a little Parmesan and Romano. You have your chicken and escarole soup, and at the end, you kind of swirl the soup around with a spoon and drizzle in the egg and cheese batter, and just till it floats to the top, and then you're ready to go. Nice dimension there. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Excuse ourselves from the table for the last time this week. Get ready for game day. See if we can come up with something fun for that, or just a review of the things you need to have on hand. Whether you're entertaining or just having it with family, have fun. Get in the kitchen, make something. Maybe temper it with a little bit of catering. You know, you may want to, you know, you have a favorite thing you want to buy from your favorite restaurant. Yeah, get a platter or a pan. And then add your own stuff to it. Chef Bill signing off. Talk to you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
You know, we knew they were a fast-starting team, and we didn't want to let them start fast.